I'm Wal Lindela, and this is the Upper Peninsula Health Plan Update. Today we talk about diabetes awareness with Don Moisio. He's a pharmacist with UPHP.
About 30 million Americans have diabetes. And of those 30, roughly 1 in 10 people that are out in the public, 1 in 4 don't even know they have it. So I think it's really important that they get out there, you know, see their doctor and physicians, and that we kind of raise the awareness.
What actually is diabetes?
So diabetes is basically a breakdown of your body's normal processing of sugars. So in a normal individual, you consume food that's broken down into sugars, fibers aren't. And as you have patients with diabetes, your body basically doesn't make enough insulin. Mm-hmm. So what happens is those sugar levels increase in your body and basically wreak havoc.
What is the risk then? What are some of the possible damages and things that could happen if this isn't checked?
Over time, risks of that include heart disease, stomach ailments, gastroparesis, they'll call it, your eyes, feet, amputation. So it's fairly significant. The number one cause of kidney failure, combination causes, is high blood pressure and uncontrolled diabetes, which leads to dialysis.
There's type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes, Don. For those that don't know, there is a difference between the two. What are some of those?
So type 1 diabetes, basically about 5% of patients with diabetes are type 1. Traditionally, it's known as earlier onset in life, so more younger individuals. And it is truly your body either doesn't make enough or completely stops making the hormone insulin. As you move to type 2, usually you see that a little bit later in life. So older adults, more prevalent. 95% of diabetics are type 2, really highly linked to lifestyle modifications, diet, exercise, and weight.
One of the big steps is that there is something called prediabetes.
Yes.
What is that?
So prediabetes, you know, they have a set point of basically a 3-month average of your blood sugar. That's called an A1C. Prediabetes is that point at where your A1C spikes above 5.7. So normal patients, individuals less than 5.7, as you go above that, kind of think of it as a wake-up call or an announcement that, you know, you're in that prediabetes stage. This is a great opportunity to make lifestyle changes to reduce your risks of developing.
We're talking about diabetes awareness and diabetes as a condition during this Diabetes Awareness Month with Don Moisio. He is a pharmacist at Upper Peninsula Health Plan, joining us for our UPHP update this morning. Diabetes, type 2 diabetes in particular, Don, is something that can be managed and can even be prevented. What are some key things to keep in mind with that?
So for the prevention of type 2 diabetes, the development of it, weight loss. 5 to 7% of weight loss will go a great way in helping reduce your risks. That might be about 10 to 14 pounds in an average 200-pound person. Simply changing your diet to lower carbs, lean proteins, healthy fats, and then increasing activity 30 minutes a day, brisk walking and exercise 5 days of the week. So take a couple of days off on the weekend to relax.
Yeah, and people think that they got to become a gym rat, and that's not necessarily the case. I mean, like you said, simple movement, because, you know, as you well know, I mean, a big part of the population doesn't move at all.
Any movement is better than no movement.
Right, correct. That's true. Now, let's say you go in to see a physician, you start talking about this with your doctor. What are some of the things that a person can expect if you start doing this?
So I think somebody that's new to diabetes, or even those that have had it for a period of time, expectations, what should I expect when I go in to see my provider? You should expect them to check your feet annually to make sure you've got good circulation, that you've got no wounds on your bottom of your feet. Microalbumin, that's going to be a kidney test. We worry about your kidney function. We can prevent it or reduce the damage if your sugars are high. So we want to know when that happens. High cholesterol levels, risks of stroke and heart attack are out. Vaccines, you want preventative health so that you don't have these infections.
And the key is to talk to the doctor, talk to your physician, your provider. And, you know, I know that with Upper Peninsula Health Plan, there are some options. I know you also do provide some information on how to find out more in terms of the community support and to work through this if it looks like it's there for you. What can they look for?
So I think a great reference for patients to use or to access is the American Diabetes Association. So just basically www.diabetes.org is a real general overview. Diet, exercise, routines, just basic information at a low level. I think locally, if you're a UPHP member, Medicaid or Medicare, and you're having problems with, you know, affording medications or questions on diabetes, you can always reach out to customer service at UPHP, and that's at 1-800-835-2556.
What's a good thing to leave with folks this morning about diabetes?
So I think, you know, with patients with diabetes, you can reduce your complications if you have diabetes by making those lifestyle changes, improve your diet, exercise. I think if you're looking to avoid prediabetes, again, those same things will key in. The biggest barrier, you know, I practice in a couple of clinics in the area, is patients communicating with their care staff, doctors, pharmacists. we can't help you with a situation or an issue if we don't know about it. So be open, you know, with questions and open-minded.
That's Don Moisio, pharmacist with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. For the UPHP Update, I'm Walt Lindelaw.